This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Regret?
Let's not say anything we're going to regret.
I regret it.
All of us will come to regret this.
I'm serious, you won't regret it. Get over here right now.
It's Monday Regrets with Chris and Amy on KMOX.
I regret working with you.
No, you don't.
I do, though.
Do you know how much worse you could do? A lot worse.
Well, sure. I could be working with like Mussolini or something. That would be worse.
He's dead. He's been dead forever.
He has been dead a long time. I'm just saying, like, okay, if you take out like criminals and fascists, you're pretty high on the list.
Thanks, man. So this is Monday Regrets. Whatever yours is, you can send it to us via voice message, which we have an Odyssey app to allow you to do that. And that's where you listen to the show and then you just press this button and record your message and send it. It is super easy. A-U-D-A-C-Y is the app. You can call in. You can text in 314-436-7900.
We want to hear your regrets. I've got a few. Okay, first of all, this is, I think, obvious, but I really regret not specifying which Alfonso's we were talking about in the pizza tournament.
Yeah, me too.
I feel bad. So Alfonso's, good on them, 15 seed. They're taking on number one seed Dewey's in the Elite Eight. It's just that we don't know which Alfonso's people are voting for. And reason would have it that people are voting for whatever Alfonso comes to mind, which means now Dewey's, the number one seed, is going up against two pizza places.
So it's either Alfonso's in Troy or Carrollton.
But
I think
both.
It's probably 90% Troy.
Because
that one's been around forever, and it's closer to us.
If you voted, can you just let us know which Alfonso's were you thinking of when you voted?
314-436-7900.
I also have a regret. I regret that Felix's Pizza in Dogtown somehow did not make it into the field.
I know how.
Does it rhyme with Grudzetsky?
Yeah, it's it rhymes with Pathew Majewski.
No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
How do you leave Felix's out of the tournament?
Hey, we went through this weeks ago.
We very specifically gave that name right at the front.
Yeah.
Like Felix, you got to put Felix's.
It was like my idea. I used to live there, right next to Felix's.
And I backed it up. I said, dude, totally, yeah, Felix's.
I remember. Nice. No, I remember him saying that.
We had the biggest conversation about Felix's.
I remember Ronge going, oh, yeah, Felix's, that place is good.
It's legit.
Legit. And I don't remember a lot of what Ronge says, and I
Felix's,
remember that.
Bears Bar. It's the one Bears Bar
That's
I know of in the city.
Yeah, it is?
It is. I've never watched a game there, but I know it is the Bears Bar.
All right, so here's a regret I have. It's a global regret and also a personal regret. The global regret, I guess you could say. I regret that, like, we've switched to electronic versions of everything in the sense of when I start my car, I don't turn a key anymore. It's a push start, like on off. It's a push start. That's been going on for a while. I regret, like, tickets. I like having Cardinals tickets and Blues tickets, like paper tickets. I know it's easy to send them, but I found a little envelope from when I was younger, like from my teenage years, of tickets that I would save. Not everything that I went to, but say it was the playoffs, right? And they would have the cool images of Albert Pujols or whoever on the ticket.
Yeah.
I love physical tickets. They're kind of fun reminders of the things that you went to, concerts. So anyway, my apartment. is not a key. It's a keypad, right?
Yeah.
And I regret that because what happened is Friday night, met up with a friend. We had a long conversation, lost in conversation, have a drink, enjoying the evening and decide, all right, it's late, but it's worth it. So like 12:30, I get back to my apartment, which is late for me. Midnight, 12:30, get back to my apartment and I hit the keypad and it goes and it blinks and then it goes dead. Completely.
So it froze
dead.
Up.
Completely.
You couldn't
not
get inside.
It wasn't even responding. So this had happened once before, months ago. And of course, I called my landlord. I sit by the door for an hour. When my landlord shows up, oh, what do you know? It magically works. So I sit there. I'm like, I'm not going to call my landlord in the middle of the night. I'm just going to sit here by the door for a while, try to jiggle it, see if I can get it to work. So now it's 1 o'clock. It's not working. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. So I start making phone calls to a couple friends, family members. Guess who picks up the phone? Nobody.
Uh-oh.
That's who. Nobody picks up
Screwed.
The phone. So now I got to drive 17 hours to my parents' house from where I live to their house. It's really not 17 hours. It's 45, 50 minutes.
Well.
But it's 1 a.m. It's after 1 a.m. So I'm driving and I'm calling my mom because she's amazing. Wakes up in the middle of the night, answers my phone call. And is like, oh my gosh, yes, come on over. Gets the bedroom ready for me, unlocks the door. Everything is so amazing, but I had to drive 45 minutes like at 1:30 in the morning because I couldn't get into my apartment. That was frustrating. I regret. So now I have a physical key.
I have my phone is how you get into my building now. It used to be an actual key
weird.
Fob on your keys.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What if your phone dies?
I have to turn on the Bluetooth and then I have to go to the app. I'd rather have it just on my key and then... On
See,
my keychain and
that's
get in.
That's worse than the keypad because if your phone, well, I guess not because you could charge your phone. But like, let's say you're out late at night, you're at a bar.
Yep.
Your phone dies.
Yeah. So, and I was just going to say, I regret, and maybe I've used this before, but I'm going back and forth on this now. I regret not buying a place when I first moved back here in 17.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought, I don't know, I'll wait and see whatever happens. And now everything sucks when you try to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the average age for somebody now in 2024 trying to buy a house was close to 40?
Well, first time
But it used
home
to be
buyers.
Like 23. Yeah, first time.
It's
it used to be like 23, 24.
Yeah.
It's that's just madness.
It's 38 or 39. And we were talking about this last night, though. Like millennials right now are wealthier than baby boomers and previous generations were at the same age. It's just that the price of homes
everything
has risen exponentially. Yep. So even though we have more money to do certain things, buying a home is actually more difficult because the ratio of the home price to the income is off the charts.
So I have a regret, but then also not.
Okay.
I don't regret it because I can just call maintenance and they can come up and fix the kitchen sink, which is backing up again for some reason.
Again?
Yeah.
Man.
But also, I have to... I also live in a building where maybe I'm getting that clog because I live in a building where something is happening somewhere else. And if I just lived in my own house, that wouldn't happen. Right?
Wait, so what's your regret?
That I didn't buy a place.
Oh, so it's
but
still
it is it is really
regret.
Not. I'm telling you how nice to not have to take care of a problem yourself.
So
when you just say, call maintenance, hey, yep. Come fix this thing for me. That's the best.
We talked about that, too, with buying a house. Right now, because I'm in an apartment, I know how much it costs for me to live there every month, and it's always the same.
Yeah.
When you have your own house, if your garbage disposal breaks, if your heating system breaks, which it broke for a friend of mine, $10,000 later, they
absurd.
Have a new heating system. But the house, I mean, it's on you, buddy. You got to fix it. You got to pay for it. You don't have a magical landlord who's going to show up to fix things. I do have great landlords. I'm very fortunate.
Except they didn't answer the phone when you needed them.
Well, no, I didn't call them.
Oh, you didn't.
Because
okay.
I felt bad.
No,
it was
that's
one
what
in the
landlord's.
Morning.
That's what the landlord is for. Text messages 314-436-7900. This one from Jeff in Tulsa. So either 1120 they're listening or the Odyssey app. My biggest regret, not moving back to St. Louis when my wife wanted to.
Oh.
Now her parents just moved next to us. So, it's kind of specific. I wonder how many Jeffs in Tulsa are listening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the wife is listening. I'm married to a Jeff in Tulsa, and my parents just moved next door.
Yeah, they're going to
Jeff
know.
In Tulsa is in trouble.
Well, also, if he had moved back to St. Louis, he could listen to us on FM.
That's right.
But he can't
But the
now.
Odyssey app sounds pretty good,
it
too.
It does sound great.
Also, here's one. What is it with... I feel like our listeners just hate being married. This texter says, I wish I would have dated more girls when I was younger.
Oh, my gosh.
I met my wife at 16... And here we are 45 years later.
And here we are. What a terrible thing to say. I regret that your wife married you. That's so rude.
Well, maybe she sucks.
My parents have been together for 50 years, and they are more in love than ever.
Okay.
We always have to tell them to
That's
get a
nice.
Room. Get a room.
That's really nice that they are like that. I bet that's a really, really small percentage of people who've been married that long.
Maybe. But that's, I think that's the gold standard. They set a pretty high standard. They're adorable. They're like a young couple that dates.
And this guy is like, that's great, but 45 years later, I hate my wife.
That's terrible.
I don't... Maybe she's just a lot. It's possible.
You're a lot. You always act like people you're with are a lot, but you're a lot.
How?
You're just... Your personality, it's abrasive.
Is it?
It's a little bit of a smarty pants.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anybody like that.
A little sarcastic.
I'm definitely not looking at anybody who's like that.
Look at that. That's sarcasm.
Yeah, sarcasm is fun. And it's endearing. This texter says, I regret Charlie Brennan retiring.
Is it Charlie?
No. And then I said, I don't. I'm glad I have a job. And then when you were criticizing me, they said, go Amy. And I said, Amy sucks.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah, it's rude of them.
I don't
dare
know.
You say that.
I kind of get it. I do not
regret Charlie retiring 1 ounce because I get to be here. I get to have a job now. Thanks, Charlie.
You know who doesn't regret retiring?
Charlie.
Yeah. I think he's living the good life. He and his wife, they deserve it.
This texter says, I've been married for 34 and a half years, but I didn't get married till I was 35.
Oh.
Happily married.
That's awesome.
Good for them.
Good for them. It sounds so old now, and it's not that old, but it sounds ancient. 35. What were you doing?
It is not. Here's a longtime Los Angeles native.
Oh.
Who has lived in St. Peter since 2022. You referred to the Angels as Anaheim. There's only one baseball team in LA. However, I'm still not over the Cardinals beating the Dodgers in the playoffs when Tommy Lasorda left Tom Niedenfuhrer in too long. That poor
Super
guy.
Super specific. Also, no, did well, we Tom mention Niedenfuhrer, the Angels today?
Yeah, because the Cardinals are playing them tonight.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Tom Niedenfuhrer gave up Ozzie Smith's Go Crazy Folks home run and then Jack Clark's game winner in that series. That was a fun time back in 85.
There you go.
So send us your Monday regret. You could still do it, and you might get to hear it before the show is over on the Odyssey app.
You know, I got to walk around Fenway, touch the Green Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
What a stupid idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
I was at Fenway Park. I touched the Green Giant.
You know, as I was saying it, I knew it was wrong, but I'd already committed. The Green Monster. Touching the Green Giant sounds obscene.
Ho, ho, ho.
What are you talking about? Hey, want to touch the Green Giant?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ew.
It's so gross.
You got some green beans and peas? Dude.
Frozen peas.
Baseball Amy is back.
Why even said, guys? I said this before the show. It was like I watched and listened to every inning of Cardinals baseball this weekend. I go, I know I said Hockey Amy's back, but I think it's Baseball Amy. And then Baseball Amy,
called it the Green Giant.
Touch the Green Giant.
Dude, are you kidding me with
that? It's obscene. It sounds obscene.
Are you kidding me with that?
Hey, I have a PSA for everyone.
Who's Babe Ruth?
Baby Ruth? Some lady named Baby Ruth.
Oh, my God.
I have a PSA for everyone.
Uh-huh.
You know the real ID, which is the real ID. It's a driver's license.
They've been putting it off for 5 years.
Yeah, you need to get it so that you can fly domestically. And they're like, oh, we put it off this year. We put it off another year.
I think
year.
It literally did. It started with COVID, right? That was the reason it was pushed back the first time?
Probably. Here's my PSA. May 7th is real now. It's the deadline.
Yeah.
So you have just over a month. May 7th is the deadline to get a real ID. What happens if you don't have a real ID upgraded driver's license? Then you're going to need like a passport to fly domestically. So you need to have a real ID to fly domestically in the United States. Otherwise, you're going to have your passport. So there have been years of previous delays. Right now, federal officials are saying that the May 7th date deadline is real and you need to take it seriously. So local DMV offices, they're adding like hundreds of appointment slots. They're extending operating hours because they're trying to meet the demand, the flood of Americans that now need to make sure that they get their real ID in time. I did. I talked to my parents yesterday. Mom, Dad, I sat them down. Do you have your real ID? And of course they do because they're more on top of things than I am. But they have their real ID. I got my real ID and a passport. Here's my recommendation. Always have a passport. Even if you have no plans, if you have no plans to travel internationally, one, it's kind of exciting to have a passport. I told this to Andrew a couple weeks ago. I said, even if you don't, because he was like talking about maybe getting a passport. I said, get a passport. Even if you don't have any plans to ever go international, it's kind of exciting to have it. I don't know why. It's just fun. It's fun to see it. It's an honor to have that blue United States passport. It's very exciting. But also, if an opportunity were to arise that you could travel internationally, you need it. You need it.
Right. And I had one. I got my passport like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was with somebody at the time and we were talking about taking a trip.
Yes.
So I got my passport and then never used it. We broke up.
Well,
then I never used it. I never went anywhere else.
What if you have to leave the country suddenly?
Why would I have to leave the country suddenly?
That's what people say. But guess what? I've done that.
Do you have a go bag?
I have an emergency run bag, post-run bag.
Okay.
So I always have, like, what do I need to run in case an opportunity arises to run? So I have, like, running shorts, sports bra, sweatshirt, blanket, running shoes, running socks, sweatpants for whatever the weather. And I did use it one time because one time I was stuck in traffic on Wild Horse Creek Road. You know why? Because the Blue Angels were in Chesterfield Valley putting on a show, and they just closed the road. Well, that show is going to be at least an hour long. So I pulled over into a church parking lot, changed my clothes, and went for a run along Wild Horse Creek Road and then came back because they just closed the road. They just stopped traffic.
All right. I am still confused by this. In order to obtain a real ID,
yeah.
Okay, how many different forms of proof do you need? 17. I know they need to. You need to be able to prove identity,
mm-hmm.
lawful status,
mm-hmm.
social security number, and residency. So how many pieces of information do I have to have when I go
in? I did this the right way. In the sense that, sorry, I did it the right way. I mean, I had the documentation I needed. I don't remember what that was because I overbrought. So I brought my passport, my birth certificate, my social security card, my electric bill, and proof of car insurance.
I only have two of those things. I don't know where my social security card is. I have no idea where my birth certificate is.
Your mom.
And I don't have a passport.
Pam has to have it.
Can an expired passport work?
No.
Okay.
So I think if you don't have your passport, you need your birth certificate. Because they did not use my birth certificate. They didn't use my social security card. The only thing I showed them was my current driver's license, my current passport. And FYI, your car insurance, everybody has the card on their phone.
Yeah.
You have to print it out or bring a physical card. So I had the car insurance on my phone and she said, I can't use that. Like, but it's on my phone. They don't even send me a card. So I printed it out on an 8x11 piece of paper, handed them an 8x11 printout of my car insurance, and that's what they used. So you do have to print out your car insurance card.
This real ID is stupid. This is so stupid.
So you don't have it yet?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a bunch of unnecessary steps that you're making people go through. Stupid, stupid,
stupid. That's government. That's government. That's what government does. That's why some people get mad with government.
No, this is beyond the pale. This is unnecessary.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Build Back Better broadband. That makes this look like a cakewalk.
It absolutely does not. This is...
Oh, my gosh.
This is ridiculous and convoluted. And everybody has to do it.
John Stewart lost his mind, was dropping all sorts of expletives. He couldn't believe it when Ezra Klein was pointing out.
Everybody has to do this. Everybody has to do this if they're trying to go anywhere. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, the mayoral race in St. Louis. We are just over a week away from that. Some new polling. What does it say? We'll talk about it next.
I think St. Louis is actually one of the safer cities. And with the ballpark, as far as that's concerned, I think it really draws a good crowd.
But I feel like in general, we've come to games as a family, like with little kids, and never had an issue. But, you know, you have to be smart. But in general, I feel pretty safe.
Yeah, I have a six-year-old. We come to games. We just make sure that we're always walking back together as a group. And in that case, we've never had a problem.
I feel safe anywhere I go in St. Louis.
So you interviewed three people. And everyone feels safe in St. Louis. There were like 14 carjackings this weekend. It's a bit self-serving for KMOX, who has the Cardinal games, to tell everybody it's safe down there. That's actually dangerous. And they were all day games, by the way. Let's get real.
Oh, shut up, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, get a life.
But you can leave a voice message if you want on the Odyssey app. We just might tell you to shut your face.
Yeah.
First of all.
So much wrong with that call.
There were five carjackings.
Take down the voice message app.
And they were not all downtown. They were all over. Yeah, let's take the voice messaging app away from Rick.
There were five carjackings, which is a lot, Rick. It's a lot. Not 14, but five is a lot.
But it wasn't all downtown either.
Right, they're in the city of St. Louis. And you totally missed the point of the whole segment. First of all, everyone that Sean interviewed said, you have to be safe. We felt safe going to Cardinals games. And we were talking specifically about Cardinals games. And if you listened without, you know, getting all excited about what you were going to say when you called in, if you'd actually listened to the show, you would have heard us say, there are people. And you feel safer when there are people. You would have heard me say, honestly, I feel safer going to the Cardinals games than I do at 9 a.m. going to work because no one's down here. And you're not going to see more business people. You're going to see more, well, sometimes homeless people, sometimes people who seem unstable. And that can feel a little threatening.
Yeah.
You missed the whole point of the conversation.
That was Sean Malone, who is a KMOX reporter who was by the ballpark talking to people about this. And he says that a majority of people said they did feel safe, but there are just certain parts they weren't go to.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't go to. That's every city. That is every major city in the country.
And
every single one is like that, where you're like, I don't want to go there, or you don't want to be there alone, or whatever.
The whole accusatory, like, oh, it's Cardinals, it's self-serving. You realize
this has nothing to do. That's
you
stupid.
Realize,
that's
Rick,
got nothing
the reason Sean Malone went and interviewed those people. Because he knows there's a crime problem. We know there's the perception of crime. We know that some people don't feel safe and have voiced their opinions. We also know that Busch Stadium was full for all three games. So enough people are still going to the Cardinals games. And again, what I don't like is just as if we're not being objective here. I have poo-pooed the city so much that sometimes I feel guilty because I'm a native St. Louisan, and I feel bad when I poo-poo the city because of the crime, saying I don't live downtown. I don't live downtown because it's kind of dead. I don't live downtown because I like to run, and I don't feel safe running around all times of day. But you know when I do feel safe? When there are people. And you know when there are people?
So
Cardinals games.
To me, and I've said this 1,000 times, I don't feel unsafe down here. I just feel like there's nothing to do. And that is why I don't live down here. When I moved back here 8 years ago now, I looked at places on Wash Ave. There was that .400 building, which is right next to Busch Stadium. This was before that apartment or condo or whatever in Ballpark Village was built. That wasn't there yet. The One Cardinal Way. That was before that was built. So the only thing really close to the stadium was like that, or there were the lofts above or near Wheelhouse and all those places. Mm-hmm. The only reason I did not come here and live downtown was I felt like other than 81 days a year, there weren't going to be very many people down here. There's not There just isn't a lot going on. There are things, but you have to go find them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you have to know where they are, and then you go find them, and then maybe you have to go another couple blocks, and you find something else. It just, there isn't a lot. There are some things, but there just isn't a lot happening. So I chose a neighborhood that has more going on. That's it. It wasn't about safety or feeling like I was going to get mugged everywhere I went. I don't feel that way down here.
Right. And this is where Ranj and I disagree, because I don't feel safe. And there's a lot of times in the Central West End where I don't feel safe. I mean, a couple of the stores I used to shop at aren't there anymore because they had their windows blown out by bullets multiple times. And they said, we're not doing this anymore. So
yeah, most of the businesses that move out are because they can't anymore. They weren't making
money. But the ones I'm mentioning, I mean, they had their windows blown out, and maybe that's kind of the nail in the coffin for them. But I will say this, like,
it's still a bustling neighborhood.
I think what, like Rachel said one time from the Dave Glover show, is she was walking to Culinaria, the grocery store down here, and she goes, you know, I looked around and I thought, if something happened and I did yell for help, there's no one around to help me. There is, it's unsettling to not have people around you, in the same way that when you're alone in the woods or alone on a country road, it's a little unsettling to go, man, if I needed help, there's no one around. There's that. And then I still go back to the Where's Waldo scenario. Every city has crime. Every city has homeless people. Every city has drug addicts. Every city has unstable people living on the streets. But in other cities like New York and Chicago, there are also tons of tourists and workers and business people and families. There's other people on the streets. In St. Louis, Waldo's the only guy on the beach. And I do think that makes at least me and other people that I've talked to feel unsafe, because if it's you and not business people, but maybe a couple guys hanging in the park and, you know, whatever, you might feel a little uncomfortable. I also think if you do live in the county, or if you've grown up in the county, there's a little bit of like what you're used to seeing. It's a little shocking sometimes to see someone passed out on the sidewalk. Not for us anymore, because you see that quite a bit, or you see a guy who's half undressed in the middle of market, like happened a couple weeks ago, right? He's gesturing, his clothes are off, or part of his clothes are off, and it's a little unsettling if you are not used to it, which, Ranj, like you said, you live in the city, you live in the Central West End, you're used to seeing all types of things.
I don't see much of that.
If you live in the county, you're not going to see that. And I know right. The Glover Show sees more than we do, because they go on their walks and stuff, but this is just what I've seen driving in. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know, you're not going to see as much of that. You see homelessness sometimes at intersections in Chesterfield, but you're not going to see the gesticulating. You're not going to have, as I had on Tucker, a homeless guy pull on the door handle of my car.
This is so weird, because a couple of people will tell me they have all of these experiences. Mm-hmm. I'm here all the time. I just don't have these experiences. I don't see all this. I'll see homeless people, or I'll see people gathering in the park,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see all of what everybody is seeing. And this is my anecdotal evidence. I do feel like perception is way, way worse than what the reality is. And that doesn't mean there aren't things that can't be cleaned up, and they should be cleaned up. But ever since I was a kid, mm-hmm. other than Cardinals games and the St. Louis Center, the mall was here for a while, and that was pretty good, I guess. But people are always like, when I came back from college, so this was 2001. Okay. People were already, and there was a lot of stuff going on in the Landing. There was that. There was no Ballpark Village yet. There was some stuff on Wash Ave. There were a few more businesses downtown. But even back then, people were like, oh, you're going downtown? Oof. I don't know if I want to do that. I just think our perception of how bad it is far worse than the reality. However, that doesn't mean there aren't things we can do better, or that we don't need more downtown, because we do. We need more stuff downtown.
Perception creates reality. And what I mean by that is, when the mayor
so maybe
always,
some people need to get over it. I would never say that. Because I think people who don't come here mm-hmm. have a perception of what's going on, and that prevents them from coming down here. But when they do come down here, they realize it's not nearly as bad as they think it is.
Well, maybe they can come down here for Cardinals games. And that's fine, but I'm never just going to flippantly tell someone to get over it. Because I will say this.
It's not flippant.
Especially as a woman, like I will say, like I said, like the people who work down here more than you do, because they're at a hotel, they work down here, told the Canadian women's team, don't walk around to dinner. I don't use Metrolink. I tell my friends, don't use the Metrolink. If it's not just for a baseball game or where there's tons of people using it. I don't live down here.
I use it at midnight.
For that reason.
I use it at midnight going home, and I was one of the only people on the car by the time I got to the West End.
That also is, that's a male perspective, because you may not think anything of being, as a woman, it's completely different. I'm not using it alone. I get it.
I'm talking about the overall feeling of St. Louis.
Yeah.
People think it is way worse than it is, and I don't know how to get them to not feel that way other than to come down here more than once every 6 months.
Here's what I mean about perception creating reality. People feel like it's lawless down here, whether it's the way the drivers are.
Perception.
Well, but here's the thing. The reason why it's creating reality, when the mayor says, well, all these troublemakers, they're not from St. Louis. Do you know why they come here? Because they know they can get away with it. When there were 200 kids fighting in Keener Plaza 2 weeks ago, you could say, well, they weren't from St. Louis. Right. But the perception that they can get away with it, and the fact that they did get away with it. There were five cops who showed up for 200 kids fighting in Keener Plaza, or 150 kids. And then the car racing. Well, they're not from St. Louis. That's right. And you know why they come here?
Because there's nobody here.
Because
people don't want to come down here because they think it's worse than it is.
They're going to get away with it.
So this is a real chicken or egg thing. But I do think that it takes everybody to stop being so afraid to be here. And I don't know how that happens. I don't know how... You know, we could tell people the numbers keep going down in crime, but then they'll say, oh, I don't believe the numbers. No, I know it's still dangerous to come down here. Well, okay, then I guess we'll just continue to decline every single day.
There's meaningful distinctions in this conversation, meaning I think most people are not afraid to go to a Cardinals game. I have yet to meet someone who does not go to Cardinals games. The same people who say the crime is dangerous, I have yet to meet someone who said, I won't go to Cardinals games.
There are a lot
of
people talking about not going to Cardinals games anymore because the crime is so bad.
Do you think,
over the last 5 years.
But I wonder, are those the same people who say, I'm never going to listen to KMOX again and keep calling in? Because I honestly, there probably are people, maybe it's just the people I know in Chesterfield or Fenton or Wildwood. Where else am I thinking? Oakville, Clayton, Ledoux. They're all going to Cardinals games, even though we all have the conversation that they don't feel safe downtown in general. They feel safe during Cardinals games. And that's what I mean. There's serious distinctions here. I didn't go to a function on Wash Ave a couple months ago. It was a really cool like little market that I wanted to go to. But I didn't go. One, I was by myself. Two, it was dark. Three, it was like street parking on Wash Ave. And I kind of just didn't feel like dealing with it. Like I didn't feel uncomfortable that night. So I didn't go. At the same time, I am down here minimum 5 days a week because of work. So that's the distinction I'm talking about. I will go to every Cardinal game. I'll go to every Blues game. I work down here. But you know what? That one night at Wash Ave, 8 to 10, I just felt a little bit like, you know, I don't feel like dealing with
that's
being uncomfortable.
Fine. I think I'm right about this. I think for a lot of people, a huge percentage of people, their feeling of being in danger is far greater than the actual danger they are in. And I think it's by a significant amount. And until people can get over that, and I don't know how to make them do it, I don't know how to help them do it, but I do think people are more afraid than they need to be by a lot. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, you are free to call in the show if you like, 314-436-7900, or drop us a voice message. Still want to get to some of that mayoral polling, and we'll tell you where Kara Spencer and Mayor Jones stand with the race a week from tomorrow. The election is a week from tomorrow. 104.1 FM KMOX.
Hi, guys. I live downtown, and you're right. When there's a ball game, there's more people. We get excited about it. Even with spring break and there being families walking downtown the last couple weeks, going to the Arch, you know, you'd see mom, dad, and a couple of kids. That was exciting. That was fun. I feel safe. Of course, I don't take anything off anybody, too. So, Amy, just run.
Yikes.
Terry.
Run from the bad guy? Is that what she meant?
I don't know. I think she just meant run, like do your running downtown.
I don't run anymore.
Terry left a voice message on the Odyssey app, and you can do the same thing. It's free and it's easy. You can also listen to the station if you're not listening on 104.1 FM. Also, Cal left us a message.
The real test is, what is your city like after 5 p.m., after business hours? Is there still foot traffic, minus a Cardinals game, a Blues game, City SC? The difference is, if you go to Chicago, New York, Miami, places like that, they're downtowns. After business hours, there's still a hustle and bustle.
Yeah, totally. That's true. Even Chicago, I can tell you, there are parts of downtown you don't probably want to go to, mm-hmm. like the business district. It's all dead because it's all business. Mm-hmm. So there's not really anything going on after a certain time. And we're talking about the Loop area. Yeah, it's not
the Loop. You mean U City?
No, Loop in Chicago.
Oh, the Loop. Okay,
where the Loop or the train goes in like a square sort of thing or a rectangle. There are parts of that you don't want to go to mm-hmm. because there's not much happening. It's just like this city. Unfortunately for this city, there are more areas where there's nothing going on. And that's mm-hmm. the reason I don't live here. It's not about feeling unsafe. It's just I wanted there to be things to do other than Blues, Cardinals. There was no soccer team at the time I decided to move here.
The bar that's like really dedicated. There's a bar downtown they interviewed months ago, really dedicated to be in St. Louis. I think this was the Wall Street Journal article that really highlighted how St. Louis was a dead city. But there was a bar, and they said, we're dedicated to St.
Louis.
It's
right in the middle of that part where they call sort of like mm-hmm. the black hole of the city.
And that's the thing. The problem is, they said, and again, these are the bar owners who are dedicated to the city, who were interviewed by the Wall Street Journal. They were saying the problem is you're not going to walk down a stretch of bustling bars and restaurants. It's like you have an awesome bar, and then you got to walk a couple blocks of dead zone to get to another bar. The ideal here would be to fill up the dead zone with bustling bars and restaurants.
Yeah, that would be it. I cannot think of the name of it. If somebody does remember the bar that was mentioned in that article from the New York Times, please let us know. But I don't know. I know what they're talking about. It's an Irish pub. Mm-hmm. Just drove by it the other day.
We had a commenter, Nicholas, on YouTube. Amy, you hate St. Louis and you show it. The Metrolink is no more dangerous than any other city's public transit. And guess what, Amy? We can't all drive and you should think about everyone. Well, I think if Nicholas maybe listened to the show more carefully or more often, would see that I am a huge advocate for public transit in St. Louis and making it safer for the people who have to use it, which is why like something like turnstiles can help keep troublemakers off public transit so that those who have to take it late at night, nurses working shifts, whoever, can take the public transit safely. I also asked the mayor about, with snow removal for people who can't drive, were they clearing the bus stops? Because that was a huge concern, and they didn't have an answer for that when I asked. Maybe they do now. So definitely always advocating for those taking public transit. And that's why the people who rely on public transit to get to work, to get to school, should know that city leaders are working to make it and keep it safe for them.
There was a message that says, you guys said the stadium was full for all three games. It was full for opening day, but there were only 30,000 for the Saturday and Sunday games. I think it was 30 for the second game, and it might have been less for the fourth. The point is, though, if there are 25, even if it's 20,000, it's still a lot more people injected into the city in a
Well, that's why I didn't say sellout, because I knew it wasn't a sellout.
They definitely didn't sell out. And that's
full,
a completely different story Cardinals in attendance.
And the reason why I said full and not sellout, because it wasn't empty. I guess maybe I should have used a better adjective, but there were a lot of people in the stadium.
This message says, I agree and understand both of your perspectives on learned behavior of uncertainty and the feeling of danger when alone. And I do think a lot of it is just that. It's learned behavior. You probably grew up and somebody telling you, oh, you don't want to go downtown. Don't do that.
But some of it's smart. I mean, being vigilant is very smart.
I'm always aware.
Like, I don't.
But that's everywhere.
Not sitting in your car. Like, don't sit in your car. If you park on the street, don't sit in your car and send texts. Like, get out of your car. Lock your car. Get out of your car. Go in the establishment. I wish you didn't have to do that, but that's just being vigilant, being smart.
If you missed any of the interviews or any of the segments or anything, you can catch them on the Odyssey app. Chris Saliza, Will Kempfe, and Ella Tynan, who are with UMSL Track and Field, trying to make sure they don't lose their track and field program. And by the way, there's a protest tomorrow on campus at 5:30. And Matt Pauly talking Redbirds. All of it is available for you on the Odyssey app. We're going to come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're on from 9 until noon now. Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji. I stick around for the next hour. Tom Ackerman will join me for the Gas House Gang. We're going to talk some sports. We do it every weekday from 12 until 1. John Rooney will be on the program today as well here on 104.1 FM KMOX.